Shalom to all. Today's office is Bamatzid of Pei Daled, and we are starting about the fourth line with the words Kiav Mikloi. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. And Lili Nishmas Rechmil Mardechai Ben Reb Chaim His Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. So we have the little story of Reb Loz Reb Shimon, and we had brought a similar story with Reb Shmuel Reb Yosi. Now we're going to go off on somewhat of a tangent discussing these two great people. Kiav Mikloi Reb Shmuel Reb Yosi Reb Loz Reb Shimon Bahati Adadi. When Reb Shmuel Reb Yosi Reb Loz Reb Shimon would meet each other and they stood facing each other, Hava Ayl Bakar the Turi Benayu, they were so large that a pair of oxen could pass in between them, and it wouldn't touch them. Now, we're learning Gemaras like these, we obviously have to understand that there's something deeper going on over here. We can't just take it at face value that these Tanoim were so large that a pair of oxen could pass underneath them and it wouldn't touch them because their stomachs were so huge. Now, obviously, a deeper explanation is beyond the scope of this shir, as we're just going to explain the words as they are in the Gemara. Now, continuing with the story, because of the large size, Amaluah Himatrunisa, a certain non-Jewish noblewoman, told them, B'necham enam shalachem, your children are not yours. There's no way you could have Tashmish, so your wives must be Mizane. So Amaluah, they told her, Shalahen gadol mishalanu, their stomachs are larger than ours. So she responded to them, Kol Shekain, then for sure they're Mizana, because there's no way you could have Tashmish together. So again, some say, Hachi Amrullah, that this was their response to her, Kika Ishkivurasai, like a man, his strength. Namely, the larger a man is, the larger his male member is, so we could have Tashmish. And Nikitam some say, Hachi Amrullah, this is what they told her, Afa de Chex Zabasar, love pushes away flesh, and even though we're both very large, since we love each other so much, we're able to have Tashmish. Ask the Gemara of Lamahula Durila, why do they feel a necessity to respond to her? Vaksiv the Pasuk says, Altan Ksilke Valtoi, don't respond to a fool like his foolishness, so why are they even talking to her? And the answer is, so there isn't any laws, anything bad said about their kids at their mamzerim, and that's why they felt the necessity to respond. And Rabbi Yochanan Rechon tells us, Aver Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi, the Aver Tashmish, the male member of Yishmael Rabbi Yosi, Kechemas Bas Tisha Kabin, it was like a flask the size of 9 kav. Amar Papa says, Aver Rabbi Yochanan, Kechemas Bas Chemeshus Kabin. Rabbi Yochanan's Aver Tashmish was like a flask of 5 kav. And Rabbi Lassam say, Bashlishus Kabin, there was a flask of 3 kav. And Rav Papa Gufei, Rav Papa's Aver Tashmish, Kidikur Dar Panoi, it was like the baskets of our Panoi. And now continue talking about Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Ana Ishtarim Shapir Yushalayim, I'm the only remnant of the beautiful people of Yerushalayim. Hi, man, Dabai Mechsi Shufan Rabbi Yechanan. If someone wants to see the beauty, the glow of Rabbi Yechanan, Nesi Kasad Chasmei Beis Silki, he should bring a silver goblet from the one who made it, meaning right as it's taken out of the furnace, so it's still glowing hot, he should take that silver cup, Vinamalia Partizia Deramayna Sumka, and he should fill it with red pomegranate seeds, Vinahadrele Kalil Devarka Sumka Pume, and he should surround the rim of the cup with red roses, Vinaisa Bain Shimshalatula, and he should put it in between the sun and the shade, and Ahuza Rure, that shine that comes from the cup, Me'ain Shufan Rabbi Yechanan, that's Me'ain. It's a little bit of the shufra of the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan. Ask the Gemara, is that really so? Rabbi Yochanan was beautiful. Va'ar Ma'ar was stated, shufra derav kahana me'ain shufra derav avo. The beauty of kahana was like the shufra derav avo. And shufra derav avo me'ain shufra derav avinu. The beauty of derav avo was me'ain. It was a little bit of the shufra of Yaakov Avinu. And shufra derav avinu me'ain shufra derav adam arishain. The beauty of Yaakov Avinu was a me'ain of that of adam arishain. Vila Rabbi Yochanan like a chashavlei. And Rabbi Yochanan's not mentioned over here, so I can say Rabbi Yochanan's considered beautiful. And the Gemara answers, shana Rabbi Yochanan the hajus panim lehavalei. Rabbi Yochanan's different because he didn't have hajus panim. He didn't have a beard, and so he was beautiful to some extent, but he's not considered to be in these line of greats because he didn't have a hajjus upon him. And continue to talk about the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan hava azov yosav ashari tefila. Rabbi Yochanan would go and sit by the tefila, by the mikvah, when the women were coming out. And Omar, he explained, kisalkam nais yisrael mitfilas mitzvah. When the Jewish women come out from the tefilas mitzvah, they're about to be with their husbands, lifgubi. They should encounter me, kihechad el havaluhu bani shapiri kavasi, gemiri raisi kavasi. So they should have handsome children like me, and children learn Torah like me. So Omar, Rabban, the Rabban asked Rabbi Yochanan, why miss me marme ein abisha? You're not afraid of ein abisha? Ein hara? You're going to get an ein hara. Everyone's walking by, looking at your beauty. So Amalu, he told them, Anam Yisar to Yosef Kasino, I come from Yosef at Tzadik. Lo Yishal to Bei Ein Abisha, Ein Hara had no power over him. Tichsev, the Pasuk says, Bein Paris Yosef, Bein Paris Ali Ayin. And what does this mean? Vom Rabbo, Rabbo says, Al Tikri Ali Ayin, Ela Oily Ayin. Read it as Oily Ayin, the Yosef Vinu was above the eye, which means an Ein Hara has no shlit over Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina Armehacha, he says it's from the following. The Pasuk tells us, Vigidgu Lerev Bekarava Aretz. And what do we learn from Yosef's comparison to a fish? Ma Dagam Shebiyam, just like fish in the sea. Ma'im Chasmaisam, water covers over them, Veinoyan Shaletis Bahen, and the eye can't see them. When you look into water, you can't see fish there. Avzar Shal Yosef, so to the offspring of Yosef, and Ein Shaletis Bahen, no Ein Hara has shlit over them, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan wasn't afraid of Ein Hara. And continue to talk about the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan. Yom Echad, Havakasachi Rabbi Yochanan Biyardana, one day Rabbi Yochanan was bathing in the Yarden, Chazri Shlakesh, Rishlakesh, who was a robber then, saw him, Vashavali Yardana Basre, and he jumped into the water after him, thinking he was a woman. Amr Leis, Rabbi Yochanan told him, Chelchalei Raisa, your power, your kayach, your chayil should be used for Tyra. Amr Leis, so he responded to him, Shofar Chlanashi, your beauty should be for women. So Amr Leis, Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Shlakesh, if you go back, if you're Chayzer and you do tshuva, Yavinu Lecha Chaysi, I'm going to give you my sister, the Shapir Minai. She's more beautiful than me. And Kabbalah, he accepted upon himself to turn to a life of Tyre Mitzvahs. And Bailam Hadil Asuya Money, Rabbi Yochanan wanted to go out of the river to get his clothing, Lemati Hadar, and he wasn't able to do so. And that's because Tyre Matesh is Kaycha Shal Adam, and even though he hadn't started learning yet, he just accepted upon himself the yoke of Tyre, already he became weak. And what happened after this? Ikarye Visnaye, Rabbi Yochanan taught him Psukim and Mishnayas, and more than that, Vishavi Gavaraba, and he turned Rishlakish into a great man. And obviously, we know Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish all throughout the Gemara. And Yom Echad, one day, much later on, obviously, Hava Mefagei B'Midrasha, they were arguing in the Beis Medrash, and this was the following memory they were arguing about: Hasayif, Hasakan, Vapigan, Vareimach, a sword, a knife, a spear, and a different type of spear, Umagol Yad, Umagol Katzir, two different types of sickles, Me'emas and Mekabel Toma. From when are they Mekabel Toma? The answer is Mishas Gemar Melachton. From when there's Gemar Melacha, from when they're considered a finished kli. Now the question is, Me'emas and Gemar Melachton, when are they considered a finished kli? So here we have Machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan says Mishar Tzafim B'Kifshon. When they're fired up in a furnace, that's considered that they're 100% kli, and that's when they're Mekabel Toma. Whereas Rish Lakish says Mishay Tzach Tzucham Emayim, when they're shined in water, and that's when they become a kli. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan told Rish Lakish, L'stab L'stiyusa Yada. A robber knows his tools very well. He used to be a robber, a thief, a highwayman, and so you know weapons very well, and therefore I bow to your opinion that this is the Gemar Melach of weapons. Now Rish Lakish took this personally. Amar Lei, so he told Rabbi Yochanan, Umay honestly, what did you help me that you taught me Tyra? Hasam Rabbi Karuli, Hacha Rabbi Karuli. Over there, when I was a robber, they called me Rabbi because I was ahead of the robbers, and over here they call me Rabbi as well. According to some Mefarshim, he was upset because he felt Rabbi Yochanan was reminding him of his past. So Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, Anoy lecha, the benefit I gave you is that I brought you onto the wings of the Shechina. Now because of this, Chalashat Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Chalisha Sadas, Rish Lakish thought he was insulting him. And because Rabbi Yochanan Chalisha Sadas, Chalash Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish became very ill. Asoya Chase, his sister came, meaning Rabbi Yochanan's sister, who is Rish Lakish's wife, came to him, Kabachya, she was crying. Amrle, she told Rabbi Yochanan, Asay Bishvil Bani, do it for my children, meaning daven that my husband gets better for my children so that their father doesn't die. Amrle also responded with a pasuk, Azve Yusemecha, Ani Achaya, leave your orphans, I will sustain them. So she told her brother, Asay Bishvil Amanusi, do it because I'm going to be an Amana. Amrle also responded to her with the continuation of the pasuk, Vamanusecha, Alai Tiftachu, let your widows trust in me. And Rabbi Yochanan did not daven for Rish Lakish, and what happened? Nach Nafshe Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rish Lakish died. And what happened after this? Rabbi Yochanan was very pained after Rish Lakish passed away because he didn't have a chavrusa. So Amar Rabban, the Rabban told themselves, Mali Zalei Daite, who's going to go calm Rabbi Yochanan down? Is Rabbi Lazar Ben Pedas? Rabbi Lazar Ben Pedas should go. Demechad Din Shmaitse, he's very sharp in his learning. Also Yosef Kameh, so Rabbi Lazar Ben Pedas went to Rabbi Yochanan and called Milsa to have Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Anything Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar later, Rabbi Lazar Ben Pedas told him, Tain Misayelacha, I have a bris that's a riot for you. Amar Rabbi Yochanan told him, At Kebar Lakisha, are you like Bar Lakisha, meaning are you like Rish Lakish? Bar Lakisha, ki hava mina milsa. What Rish Lakish do when I said something? Have a makshili esen rabba kushyasa. He would ask me 24 questions, and I would give him 24 answers, and from there we would have great amounts of learning come out. And all you could tell me is I have a bris that's right for you. Do I not know that what I'm saying is good? Of course I know what I'm saying is good. I don't want to riot to what I'm saying. I want to question on what I'm saying. And Rabbi Yochanan was not able to find a worthy chavrusa. He was going around tearing his clothing, and he was crying and saying, where are you, Bar Lakisha? Where are you, Bar Lakisha? And he was screaming out until he became a little bit meshuga. And Bar Rabban Rachmei Alei, Rabban Davin for Achmanus for him, v'nach nafshe, and Rabbi Yochanan passed away. Now, pay down on the base, back to the story of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon that we started on the previous daf, which was how Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon had this job. The government appointed him that he has to go find robbers, ganavim, and usually they were captured and killed. And there was this one time that a kaivis, a launderer, said something negative to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. He had him taken in. Eventually, the guy was killed, and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon felt very bad about it, thinking that it was really his fault and there was nothing wrong with the fellow. Turns out the really fellow did a terrible aveira and he deserved misa, but nonetheless, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon felt the necessity to do tshuva about it. And even though he already did one test and that proved that he really was a tzaddik, nonetheless, the Gemara continues, Vafilu hachi, even so, loy samach Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon adaite, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon was not samech das on himself, kabale yisure, he accepted upon himself suffering. And the suffering was that he had terrible boils and blisters and things like that. And how bad was it? So the Gemara tells us, but in the evening, before he went to sleep, hava maichalei shita nimti, they would fold 60 layers of felt under him, l'tzafrin, in the morning when he woke up, nigdi mitusei shita mishichli dama v'kiva, they would take from under him 60 buckets full of blood and pus, and that's how bad everything was. And l'macha, the next day, meaning when he woke up in the morning, avdalei debetsu shita mini lifta, his wife made for him 50 different types of fig dish, v'achalu, and he would eat them, ubari, and he got better. And this happened every single night. And v'layav shavkes lei debetsu l'mepik l'beim v'joshua, his wife didn't allow him to go to the base medrash. Yehichid loy l'tchaku rabbanon, so the rabbanon wouldn't press him. They didn't like this job that he had, that he was capturing thieves and things like that. And according to some of Farshim, the reason why they were upset is because their relatives were captured, and therefore his wife said, no going to the base medrash. Now continue to talk about his yisurim, but Urta in the evening, Amr Lahu, he would tell his yisurim, Achavi Rei, my brothers and my friends, Bo, come on to me. And Betzafra in the morning, Amr Lahu, he would tell his yisurim, Zilu, you have to go away, Mbein Betel Tyra, because of Betel Tyra, he had to sin and learn. Now Yom Echad, one day, Shama de Betzu, his wife heard this, and Amr Lahu, she told him, At Kamais Lui Lavach, you're bringing these yisurim on yourself? Why are you inviting them? Kalisa Mam Shel Beis Abba, you're causing all the money in my father's house to be gone because we have to spend so much money on new clothing for you and on all this food. I can't believe you're doing this. And Imradash rebelled against him. Asla Bay Nasa, she went to her father's house. And so now Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon was by himself. What happened? Sliku v'asu hanach shitin sfunai. 60 sailors came up and they went to him. And the reason why is because they were at sea. A terrible storm threatened to overturn them, and they davened that Hashem should save them in the merit of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. And after they were saved, they came to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon And what they bring him as a present? They brought him 60 servants. Kinakiti shitan arniki. They were holding 60 purses of money. Va'avdule shitan mini lifta. And they made 60 different types of fig dishes for him, which is what his wife did. Va'achalunu, he ate them and he was fine. Ne'emachad, one day, Amrullah Labrata, his wife told her daughter, Zili baki ba'avuch, maika avra inna, go check out what your father's doing today. Ahasya, she came, and Amrullah, he told her, Zili amri li'imach, go tell your mother, shalanu gadim shalahem, ours is greater than theirs. And this is a nice way of him saying that the wealth that I've obtained is more than the wealth from your father's house that you were so worried about losing. And Kari and Asher, Blaz Reb Shimon said about himself, she's like merchant's ships, merchak tavi lachma, who brings her bread from afar. And the she over here is referring to Torah, that the Torah of Blaz Reb Shimon learned brought him the sustenance that he needed, even though his wife wasn't there. And what happened? Achal v'shasi, he ate and he drank, ubari, and he became healthy. Nafak v'vei medrasha, he went to the base medrash because his wife wasn't there to stop him. And what happened to the base medrash? Aizlo kamei shitin mini dama, they brought 60 different types of blood to him, meaning many women who thought that they were nidas brought their blood to him, and they want to know, is it really dam nida and they're tamei, or maybe it's not dam nida and they're tahar? And what happened? Tarinhu, he was mitahar all of them, and they didn't have to go to the mikvah, they could be with their husbands right away. And Avakam Rani Rabbanon, their Rabbanon were murmuring about this, and Rami they said, among all these bloods that were brought to you, there isn't even one suffik, you were mitahar everyone? So Amar Lur, Blaz Reb Shimon told him, Im Kimaisihu, if it's like me, you, Kulam Zcharim, and all of them should become pregnant with males. Vim Lav, and if it's not like me, Tein Akev Achs Beneim, then even one of them should bear an Akeva. And Hayu Kulam Zcharim, all of them were males. Vasikalhu Reb Lazar Al Shmei, and they called their sons Reb Lazar because of Reb Lazar. And according to some Gersites, they called their sons Elazar, not Reb Lazar. Now, just a comment on this last piece that we learned, Tanya Vibrasa, Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Kama Piri Rivia Bitl Rosh Azumi Yisrael, Samus Puru Ravu, this evil government stopped in Am Yisrael. Because Reb Lazar Reb Shimon had this job that he had to catch thieves and robbers, he wasn't able to come to the Beis Medrash, and therefore there were many women who might not have been nidas, but since they didn't have Reb Lazar Reb Shimon to tell them this, they had to act as a nida, and they weren't able to be with their husbands. And it was all the fault of the government. Now continue talking about Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, Kavakanicha Nafshe, right before he was about to die, Amar Lo Debitzu, he told his wife, Yudanam Derabanan Drasicha Alai, I know the Rabbanan are upset at me because of this job of mine, Vilam Yaski Bishapir, and they're not going to take care of me after I die like they should, meaning they're not going to put me in the cave of my father, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, which we know is in Meiron. And these are the instructions he gave his wife, Ugnin Baliasai, put me in my attic, Vloisit Chalan Minoi, and you shouldn't be worried about me, don't worry, even though you're not burying me, I'm not going to decay or decompose. Amar Rav Shmuel Nachmani says, Ishtayli Imid Rabbi Yonasan, the mother of Rabbi Yonasan told me the following, the Ishtayla the bits of Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, that the wife of Reb Lazar Reb Shimon told her, Loipachas Mitam Nisrei, Veloit Fei Mi Esnu Train Shnin, not less than 18 and not more than 22 years, Agnisa Bilisa, that he was in the attic, and Kiav Slikna, when I would go up to the attic, says his wife, Meinan Oloi B'mazeh, I would look at his hair, and Kiav Mishtam to Benisa Minei, when a hair would fall out of his head, Hav Asi Dama, blood would fall in its place, meaning he was as fresh as when he was alive, he didn't decompose at all. Yom Echad, and one day, Chazoi Richsha the Konafik Meune, I saw a worm coming out of his ear, Chalash Tatoi, I had Chalisha Zadas, because I thought now he's starting to decay. But his Chazli Bechelma, he came to me in a dream, and Amrli, he told me, Lemi Dihu, it's nothing, don't worry, and this is the reason why it happened. Yom Echad, Jami Bezlus, and Tsurim Rabbanon. There was one day that I heard a Tsurim Rabbanon, one of the Talmidim, getting insulted, Vlaim Echaikid Bayli, and I didn't protest like I should have, and that was my punishment that a worm came out of my ear, but I'm not decaying, don't worry. Now, another miraculous thing, Kihava Asube Trey Ladina, when two people had a Din Taira, Havu Kaima Bava, they would stand outside Rulaz Reb Shimon's door, Amar Mar Milse, Umar Milse, each one would say his side of the argument, Nafakal Mehalise, a coil would come out of the attic, but Amar and say, Ish Plani Ata Chayv, Ish Plani Ata Zakai, this one your Chayv, and this one your Zaychev. Now, what was the end of the story? Yom Echad, one day, Havu Kaman Tzai, Dibitsu Bahadi Shavavta, his wife was arguing with her neighbor, and Amar La, her neighbor told her, Take a Bala, you should be like your husband, Shalay Nitan Lakavura, who wasn't given to be buried, and you're not going to be buried either. So Amri the Rabbanan said, Kuli Hai Vadilav Arach Ara, so much so is not normal. If Reb Lazar Reb Shimon is going to be in his attic, not buried, and people aren't going to know about it, so we're okay with that because Duda is covered. But now that everyone knows about it and they're talking about it, we can't let that happen. Now, some say that this is what happened. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was chazilu b'chalma. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon's father, appeared to the Rabbanan in a dream, and Amar Lahu, he told them, "Pray the achas yeshli b'neichem. I have one young bird among you. V'yatem retzim levi etzli, and you don't want to bring it to me. You have to bring my son to burial in my cave." So also Rabbanan l'sukebe, the Rabbanan went to go deal with him to bury him, and lo shavku b'nei achbaria, the people of achbaria, which were a nearby town, didn't allow them to get close. Why is that? D'chol shani to have a nightmare. Reb Shimon Belise, all the years Reb Lazar Reb Shimon was laying in his attic, Loisal Chayrolim Saihu, a wild animal never entered their town, and so they didn't want to allow him to be buried. So what happened? Yom Echad one day, Maliyam Tikpur Hava, it was Erev Yom Kippur, Havu Tridi, so the people of his B'nai Achbaria were very busy, Shadra Rabban L'B'nai Biri, Rabban sent the B'nai Biri, Vaskul Arse, and they took his bed, Vemtulam Arta Davua, and they brought him to the cave of his father, and Ashkhul Achna, the Hajulalam Arta, they found a snake wrapped around the cave with its tail in its mouth, not allowing anyone in. So Amrullah, they told it, Achna, Achna, snake, snake, Paschi Pich, open your mouth, Mikanis Ben Itzel Aviv, and let his son go to his father. Pasachlu would open up for them, and they buried Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. Now, what happened after this? Shalach Rebbe Ladar Reb Ishtai. Rebbe sent a message to speak to his wife. Rebbe wanted to be Meshadech with Reb Lazar Reb Shimon's wife. So Shalach Alei, she said, sent him back a message, Kli shenishtamish by Kodesh, ishtamish by Chol, a Kli that was used by Kodesh should be used by Chol, my husband's Kodesh, and you're considered Chol, so you can't marry me. And Taman Armin over there in Eretz Yisrael, they say something similar, Ba'atar Demari Mesa Tal Zayne, on the peg or the hook that the owner of the house hangs up his weapon, which is considered something Chashov, Kulba Raya Kulse Tala, a coarse shepherd hangs his bag. Bottom line is, she said, no shidduch between me and you, Rebbe. So Shal Chloi responded to her, Nidhi B'Tayra Galo Meni, you're right, maybe in Tayra is greater than me, Avol Maisim Taivim, me Galo Meni, but in Maisim Taivim, is there anyone greater than me? So Shal Chloi, she responded back to Rebbe, B'Tayra Mi Galo M'cha Lo Yodano, I didn't know that he was greater than you in Tayra. Now you're telling me that he's greater than you in Tayra, fantastic. But Maisim Yodano, I do know that he's greater than you in Maisim. How so? Da'akaba Ali Yisure, because he accepted Yisure upon himself. Now we clarify, B'Tayra Mahi, how do we know that Rulaz Reb Shimon was greater than Rebbe in Tayra? When Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Reb Shua ben Karcha and other Rabbanim as well were sitting on benches, that's where all the Chash Rabbanim would sit. Yasvi Kamei Reb Loz Reb Shimon Rebbe Aara, Reb Loz Reb Shimon and Rebbe, who were colleagues, they were Talmidim, they were sitting on the ground, and Makshu Mefarku, they were asking and answering very good questions. So Amri, the Rabbanim said, Mimei Manu Shaisim Vehim Yashim Al Gabi Karka, we're drinking from their waters and they're sitting on the ground? How could it be that these are our Talmidim and they're sitting on the ground? They're so great, they should be sitting on benches with us. So Avduhu Safsali, they made benches for them, and Askinu, they put them on the benches. So we have Reb Shimon and Rebbe now sitting on benches because they were very chashuv. Normally, Reb Shimon Gamliel, who was Rebbe's father, told the Chachamim, "Pray to Achaz Yeshiv Bneichem. I have one bird among you. V'atem v'akshim la'avde hemeni, and you want to have it lost from me? I'm afraid that this ayin hara that's going to be on my son Rebbe is going to cause him to die. And therefore, achsul Rebbe, they took Rebbe down and put him back on the floor. So Reb Shimon Karcha told the Chachamim, "Misha shalei av yichya, misha ein loy av yomus. Somebody who has a father should live, and somebody who doesn't have a father should die. Rebbe has his father, Reb Shimon Gamliel, to vouch for him and say he doesn't want ayin hara, and so he's going to be put on the ground, and that way he'll live. But what about Reb Loz Reb Shimon? He doesn't have a father to vouch for him, so that means he should stand the bench, get an ayin hara, and die. And because of this, achsu nam the Reb Loz Reb Shimon, they took Reb Loz Reb Shimon as well off of the bench and put him back on the ground. So chal shdaite Reb Loz Reb Shimon hechlishes das because of this. And Amar, he said, kachash visu le kavasi. They really think that he's like me, meaning they really think that Rebbe is the same level as me. And because of this, what happened? Adahu yaima up until that day, kiava Amar Rebbe Milso. Whenever Rebbe would say something, have misayel Reb Loz Reb Shimon. Reb Loz Reb Shimon would bring a right to what he's saying. Mikan ve'elich. But from then on, kiava Rebbe Yashli Lahashiv, when Rebbe said, oh, I have a question on what you're saying, Amr Lir Blaz Reb Shimon, Reb Blaz Reb Shimon would tell him, Kach Bakach Yash Lahashiv, this is the question you're going to ask, Zuhi Chuvascha, and this is the answer to your question. Hashtag Kaftanu Chuvas Chavilas Sheim Behan Mamish, now you're just surrounding us with bundles of answers, they don't have any substance to them, and it's through this that we see that Reb Blaz Reb Shimon was far greater than Rebbe in Limud HaTorah. Now, because of this, Chal Shtatid Rebbe, Rebbe had Chalisha Zadas, and also Amr Lir Lavua, he came and he told his father, what am I supposed to do? Amr Lir's father told him, Bini, Al Yer Lacha, it shouldn't be bad for you, you shouldn't look upon this negatively. Shuhu Ari Ben Ari, Vata Ari Ben Shuol. He, Reb Loz Reb Shimon, is a lion, the son of a lion. He's great and his father was great. But you are a lion, meaning you're great in Tyra, but you're the son of a fox, meaning your father is not so great in Tyra, he's just like a fox. And this is obviously Reb Shimon saying this about himself, that he's not a lion, but he's a fox. And Vahinu Dama Rebbe, this is what Rebbe said. Shloshan Vasan Hain, there are three people that we see were exceedingly humble. But Eluhain, these are them, Abba, my father, Peheim Ralph on top, Ubine Beseira, and Bene Beseira of Yonasan Ben Shol, and Yonasan, the son of Shaul HaMelech. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Hada Amran. We just said what Reb Shimon Gamliel's humility was, that he called himself a fox, even though he probably was greater than that. Bnei B'Seira, what about them? Da'ar Meir was stated, Hashivu Barosh, they appointed him as the head, Uminu L'Nasi Alein, and they appointed him as Nasi over them. This refers to a time in Eretz Yisrael where the sons of B'Seira were the Nasiim, and one year they had a question regarding what to do when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. No one knew the answer, and they asked, is there anybody here that knows the answer? So somebody named Hill from Bavel was pointed out that he might know, and Hill answered them, so they stepped down, appointed him as Nasi, and from then on the Nasius was given to Hill's descendants. And so we see his great humility in Bnei B'Seira. And Yonasan ben Shaul, what about Yonasan ben Shaul? David, Yonasan told David before he became the king, Va'ata Timlech al Yisrael, you're going to be the king over Yisrael, Vani El Chal Mishnah, and I'm going to be second in command. And Yonasan at that time was the son of the king, Shaul HaMelech. So really, he should have been heir to the throne. And we've seen his great humility that he told David, you're going to be the king, and I'm going to be your second in command. However, the Gemara says, Yimayhu says that's true. Dilma Yonasan ben Shaul, the Chaz Degar Alma Basar David, perhaps Yonasan ben Shaul saw that everyone was attracted to David, and so what was he going to do? Fight David and say, no, I'm the king? It's obvious that David's going to be the king. And it makes more sense for Yonasan to say, I'm going to be your second in command. So that's not necessarily a display of humility. And furthermore, Bnei B'Seira Nami, even Bnei B'Seira, the Chazul Hill, the Adav Minayu, they saw that Hill was greater than them. And if they wouldn't have appointed him as Nasi, then they would be in an embarrassing situation that they'd be asked many questions they don't know the answer to, and they're going to have to ask Hillel, so it just makes more sense to make Hillel the Nasi. El, or rather, we conclude, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Vadean Vasan Hava, for sure, he was an Anav, he displayed humility. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about Reb Shimon and his Yesurim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.